Good morning. Welcome to the April 16th meeting of the Board of Public Works. I'm Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, and I will preside over the Board of Public Works meeting today in the absence of Governor O'Malley. Welcome, everyone. I think we have a fairly short agenda this morning. And before I ask the Comptroller and the Treasurer if they have any opening remarks or comments, let me make a few, or at least one. This is the last board meeting for Chip Price from DNR, who is not here today, unfortunately, because of a personal reason. A former DNR employee passed away, and Chip is at the funeral. But we did want to take this opportunity to present Chip with a governor's citation. I understand that there may be... okay, governor's citation. Oh, yep, I knew. See, I knew what you were going to do before you knew you were going to do it. And so we'd like to do that, and we're going to present it to Emily Wilson of DNR, who will make sure that that Chip gets it. But we certainly appreciate, and I know I speak on behalf of the governor, the comptroller, the treasurer, value the service of the 50,000-plus men and women who work in state government, added to that the 20,000, plus or minus a few, that work in higher education, providing a tremendous service to the people of Maryland, and whether it's protecting our natural resources or ensuring we've got a safety net in public health, educating our students. These are men and women who wake up each and every day with laser-like focus on making a difference in the lives of their neighbors, our fellow Marylanders. And Chip spent 35 years in service to the people of Maryland, and we greatly appreciate that dedication and his commitment. So let me read this governor's citation. State of Maryland, Governor of the State of Maryland, to James W. Chip Price. Greetings, be it known that on behalf of the citizens of this state, in recognition of your leadership, service, and dedication to the state of Maryland and to major agency efforts, starting with the Bay Bottom Survey and the Department of Legislative Services, to the Water Resources Administration, and particularly to Program Open Space and Community Parks and Playgrounds. Your selfless contributions to the Department of Natural Resources team has resulted in successful negotiation, planning, and completion of thousands of conservation, preservation, and parks projects, ensuring accessible, enjoyable, and safe public lands for the citizens of Maryland. We are pleased to confer upon you this governor's citation, signed today, Governor Martin O'Malley. So thank you, Chip, and we'll have Emily Wilson can deliver this to Chip. Want to pass it down that way? Okay. Send yours to. You don't want to read yours?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I completely concur with you.
So with that, let me turn it over to the comptroller for any opening remarks.
Thank you, Governor Brown, and welcome. And just want to note for the record that the meeting got going a little late today. That was my fault. A lot of times I've sat out here waiting for everybody to get going, and I sometimes empathize with you folks in the audience. But today it was my problem. I was chipping the ice off my windshield at home, trying to get down here. But Governor Brown and Treasurer Kopp, thank you for delaying the meeting for a few minutes. I'm happy to report that yesterday was the tax filing deadline. We have had a successful tax season, knock on wood, to date. My hardworking staff is still plugging away, processing the high number of returns that came in at the 11th hour. But I did want to briefly recognize our Director of Revenue, Rhea Reed. Is Rhea here? She isn't here. I'll just give her a shout-out. She's probably back opening envelopes right now. And the most importantly, our IT director, David Hildebrand, for guiding this large ship, ensuring a tax season without any significant glitches. As soon as I say that, I'll probably jinx it. But I'm particularly appreciative for the three R's, as we call them, in the Comptroller's Agency. We demand respect, responsiveness, and results for our citizens, and the team has really emphasized that, making the tax season as painless as possible. And most importantly, it allows Marylanders who file electronically and let us return their refund electronically, we are now averaging 2.1 business days for that operation. And, boy, that compares well, frankly, Governor, with the rest of the country. And I'm particularly proud of that because it's a quick turnaround. And we're talking about 2.3 million returns that we've already processed, sending out 1.6 million refunds worth $1.5 billion. So this is a big exercise that the citizens of Maryland count on.
And we hope will be rotated into the Maryland economy.
Yes.
Immediately.
Pretty much guarantee that, because we hear from people quickly if we don't get their refunds, because they need them.
Right. For, right.
And when I first became comptroller, we were down in the 40s as far as people filing electronically. Now we're over 84% of Marylanders filing electronically. To date, that's 2.1 million. Huge help for the taxpayers because it's more secure, and for the state because it saves money. But it also means 30 to 40 million pieces of paper are not being printed this year and used in paper returns. But, Governor, speaking of reuniting Marylanders with their money, beginning Monday, our annual unclaimed property newspaper insert began to appear on doorsteps throughout Maryland and will continue through the end of the week. It's an incredibly successful program, Unclaimed Property, led by Sharon Bernardi and her staff in our compliance division out of the Baltimore office. Each year, we like to have a little bit of fun with it. As you remember, last year, we did a play off the iconic Dos Equis ad, Most Interesting Man commercials, and the year before, I appeared on the cover as Indiana Francho. Well, this year, you'll find me as Sherlock Francho. On the case to help Marylanders locate unclaimed property, which is money from bank accounts, safe deposit boxes, and unclaimed stocks and bonds. So keep an eye out for the insert and the accompanying YouTube video advertising the 1 million accounts that I'm holding. Think of this, 1 million accounts for nearly $1 billion for Marylanders. I guarantee that you've got a better chance of finding your money in our database than winning the lottery. In fact, I think Governor O'Malley, we brought him a check a couple of years ago. So I encourage everyone to go to MarylandTaxes.com, click on the unclaimed property link, and enter your name to search the database. It's that easy. In fact, you might even say it's elementary, my dear Marylanders. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Comptroller and Treasurer.
I just want to say happy spring, maybe, and I know we're going to have a very exciting but brief meeting so we can all get on the website and find our abandoned property. Can't wait. Good morning.
Okay, great. With that, let's turn now to the Secretary's agenda. There are 17 items. I know that with us this morning is Dave Wilson, President of Morgan State University, who would like to speak to item 14 and perhaps tell us a little bit about some exciting things happening at the university. So, Madam Secretary?
Good morning. As you said, we have 17 items. We are withdrawing item 6. I just wanted to get that in there.
Okay.
And there are 2 reports of emergency procurements, and Dr. Wilson is here, I believe, on item 14. We also have tax rates and convention centers in Baltimore and Ocean City.
I don't see Dr. Wilson. Is he here?
I thought that he is. Yes, he is here.
Oh,
come on
okay.
Up.
Dr. Wilson, do you want to address the board? Great. Well, thanks. How's everything going?
Thank you.
Everything is going well so far. So, first of all, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to say a few words. We are here for the landscaping project, and my staff and I would be more than happy to respond to any questions you have about that. But I thought I would just take a couple of minutes and do a couple of things. First of all, I want to express on behalf of Morgan State University our appreciation for the investment that the state has made in the university in the last several years, particularly on the capital side. We were very, very excited in October of 2012 to open at Morgan a new Center for the Built Environment and Infrastructure Studies. That particular building houses the School of Architecture and Planning, Civil Engineering, and basically is one of the few institutions in the country that has brought those two disciplines under one umbrella. You'll be pleased to know that on yesterday, that particular building was named one of 50 buildings that are the most impressive, environmentally friendly buildings on university campuses in the world. It came in number 15, if you will, of all buildings on university campuses in the world. Also, we are very excited with the investment that has been made in enabling Morgan to erect a new School of Business and Management. That project is also on track, and we are looking to open that particular school in May, actually in the summer of 2015, and we are looking with much anticipation to all the exciting things that will come our way as a result of that new addition as well. And we are looking forward in February of 2015 to breaking ground on our new behavioral and social sciences complex. So we do express our appreciation for the investment that is being made in the university. With that investment, we are seeing some wonderful returns. Our retention rate at Morgan now, for the first time in almost 20 years, has been in the 70s back-to-back years. We're very, very excited about that. Our goal is to slowly increase that to about 85 to 90%. We know how far we need to go, but we've come from the 60s, if you will, to now the mid-70s in terms of the percent of our students that we are retaining after the freshman year. Likewise, our graduation rates over the last 3 or 4 years are moving skyward as well. We are not settling and working for anything that is less than excellent. We have very, very bold ideas and bold goals, and we are excited to be moving forward to make those happen. We continue to attract students from all over the state. Roughly about 72% of our students continue to come from the state of Maryland, about 28% outside of the state, and indeed all over the world. We have the largest number of international students now at Morgan in our history. We have 425 international students representing 65 countries, and many of those students have been making their way to the university over the last 2 or 3 years. We're very, very aggressive in showing the investment that the state is making in the institution all over the world. And last, I have been invited in July to China. Actually, the invitation is coming from the Chinese government, the Vice Premier, along with Secretary Kerry. I will be there with seven other presidents, and the People's Republic of China has been working with myself and these other presidents to inaugurate a program that they will publicly announce in July to enable, over the next 2 years, 250 students, of which about 25 to 50 of them will be from Morgan, to come to one of about 25 universities in China, including the likes of Peking University, Fudan University, the Shanghai University of Science and Math. Those institutions are the equivalent of the Stanfords, the Harvards, the Yales, the MITs here in the United States, to have a semester-long experience in China without cost. And so the only cost that the students will have to bear will be the airfare from Baltimore, in this case, to Beijing, and from Beijing or Shanghai back to Baltimore. And so what we're basically seeing is that the investments that are being made in Morgan are returning handsome dividends both to our city of Baltimore, to the state of Maryland, and indeed around the world. And so we're delighted, and we're more than happy to respond to any questions that you have about the project that we have in front of you, or about anything else that you would like to know that's going on at Morgan State University.
Let me just start by saying thank you very much for your leadership and your leadership team's effort, the faculty, the staff, the administrators, and I want to commend the students as well. You produce outstanding graduates who are making a tremendous difference in industry, in the public sector. So I just want to commend you and thank you for your commitment to Morgan State University and our students there.
Great. Welcome.
Congratulations. Make sure all the students come back to Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah, just one last quick point here, because as I was coming down this morning, it was another list that was produced, and it was a list looking at the top African-American opera singers, both past and then who was in the pipeline. And, of course, you had all the top ones there, Marian Anderson, and Leontine Price, and all of the masters and in this field. And then it had a list of the emerging stars. And on that particular list of about, I think it was five emerging stars, we had two from Morgan. Solomon Howard, who was, of course, performing at the Kennedy Center and with the Washington Opera. Thomas Allen, who is performing with the Los Angeles Opera. And we at Morgan, we are known, of course, for producing engineers and graduates in STEM fields. But I did not want the fine and performing arts at Morgan to go unnoticed, because we really have in the pipeline there some of the best operatic singers in the world that will be coming out as well.
You know, Dr. Wilson, it reminds me, Coach College Park has outstanding music graduates, and I'm sure our other campuses also. Has there ever been any thought to giving a Maryland festival, like Spoleto, like all the other festivals, showcasing our Maryland students and graduates from across the state?
That's a wonderful idea.
It would be a great event.
And I will take that back to the campus and have a discussion with Wallace and others about this and see if we can make it happen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Secretary.
Dr. Wilson, you have prompted me to highlight another achievement of Morgan State University. I didn't know we were going to kind of borrow down into a few specific areas, but Morgan State University, aside from our service academies at West Point and here in Annapolis and in Colorado Springs, the Air Force Academy, Morgan State University has produced more flag officers in the United States Armed Forces than any other institution of higher learning, ASND. So I commend you for, you know, the leadership that you are producing that serves in our military, that serves our nation. So keep up the good work from soldiers to singers.
Absolutely. And don't expect me to sing, by the way. Thank you very much.
I just want to note for the record that a flag officer is just below God. As far as
Madam Secretary, anything else on your agenda?
I think you have a tagline for the new festival, From Soldiers to Singers.
I do have a question about item number 9.
The Department of
the Blue Plains. Blue Plains?
Yeah, the Blue Plains item 9 is for the wastewater treatment plant and new digestion facilities. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. I'm Walid Safoui. I work for Maryland Department of the Environment Engineering Capital Projects Program.
I just want to make sure, as I understand that we have got advanced, you know, call it wastewater treat, whatever you call it anymore.
Yes.
In our latest plant in Baltimore, in the Baltimore area. And this is also going to be cutting edge at Blue Plains, which serves Montgomery and Prince George's in the Washington area.
That's correct.
And they are different. Is that right? The different technologies? Or are they comparable?
Pretty much the same. You know, they're both using almost the same technology in terms of the wastewater treatment. The sludge treatment is a little bit different, but in terms of the wastewater treatment, they're very similar.
And in terms of two things, A, the sludge. Well, I have two questions. The sludge, and in terms of concentrating and releasing methane.
Correct.
Do they both have, do they have a comparable impact on the release of methane into the...
Well, both plants do capture the methane gas. Back River does have the egg-shaped tanks that actually digest and capture methane gas. But Blue Plains goes one step further. In addition to capturing the methane gas, they clean it and use it to produce energy. And that's the only...
So in terms of addition of methane to greenhouse gases... Which is a major concern, obviously.
Yes. And Back River does capture the methane gas, but they don't clean it. They just burn it and use it to warm up the digester.
So does it eventually, what's the ultimate bottom line impact on...
My understanding, by burning it, it's not getting emitted in the air in the form of methane gas, where it can produce, greenhouse gases and so on. So both of them are capturing it, but one is using it. Blue Plains is going one step further, is using it to produce energy.
And a second question. Thank you. Yes. Second question. There's been a lot of work recently on the fact that increased concentration of antibiotics producing antibiotic-resistant...
Yes. My understanding that the Environmental Protection Agency is, they're the lead on that research on the impact of the medication going into the wastewater or the water eventually. My understanding, we don't have any specific instructions yet, but my understanding from what I've seen so far that most likely the treatment is very expensive for this because once it gets into the water and it dissolves, it's very hard to take it out and very expensive. So it looks like it might end up to be, we haven't got anything, but it looks like based on what I heard so far, it's going to end up to be more pollution prevention where preventing it from getting into the water rather than removing it from the water.
Because... they could wreak not only terrible harm, but very expensive. Much more expensive than remediation.
So it's most likely it might end up to be where more educating the public and the customers where, when you clean your medicine cabinet, don't dump it in the...
There somebody at MDE or anywhere over there who's looking at that in particular? Are you just waiting to hear from the feds?
Not at this point because, again, it's still in the research phase.
Does the health department ever get involved? With the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, genes, whatever. Do you ever talk to, you look at it and you look at the causes, just like in the 19th century, you find out, take the handle off the pump or whatever. It's that the increasing concentration of non-treated antibiotics.
Thomas Kim, Deputy Secretary for DHMH, Madam Treasurer. I'm not a subject matter expert when it comes to the environmental matters. Dr. Cliff Mitchell certainly would be able to address your questions here, which I will...
To learn more. We read these things, and I get calls, and this is not my field.
We'll have Dr. Mitchell contact your office for
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right.
Any other comments, questions regarding the Secretary's agenda? Hearing none. Treasurer moves approval. Second by the Comptroller. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Let's go to the Department of Natural Resources, Real Property. You have four items today.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer, Emily Wilson with Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We do have four items on our agenda today. And I'd like to say this is our first meeting since the legislature has adjourned, and I'm happy to report that we were able to keep the state's program open space budget whole. We're very thankful to the administration for recognizing the importance of land conservation and recreation funding. And we're very appreciative of our stakeholders and partners for being such a support group for this source of funding. I'd also like to say thank you very much, and thank you to Kevin for such help on the recognition of Chip Price. We're very sad to see him retire, although I'm very happy for him. He is an extraordinary public servant. Very sorry that he could not be here today, but certainly understandably so. I will be happy to pass along this recognition to him, and I'm sure he will be very grateful. So I really thank everybody for
Emily,
that.
Emily, I know you're going to pass along the comptroller and the governor's citation, But do you think there's a chance he could come back? And we could...
Well, I was trying to keep this a surprise. Chip is not really a guy for much pomp and circumstance. He's on leave beginning next week until he's officially retired. I don't know how I'd be able to get him back here without telling him why. I can certainly try that. He's a pretty low-key guy. He just wants to do his job, and he wants to do it well. But I can certainly talk to him. Yeah.
Okay, any questions or comments on any of the items on DNR real property agenda? Okay, Comptroller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none.
Thank you.
Thank you. DBM, 11 items. Good morning, Madam Secretary.
Yes, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller, good morning. There are 11 items on the DBM agenda today. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, Comptroller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another successful day at the Board of Public Works. University System of Maryland, 4 items. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Joe Evans representing the University System of Maryland. We have 4 items on the agenda. We are withdrawing item 2S.
Okay. You'll bring it back, what, in two weeks?
In 2 weeks.
Okay. Any other any questions or comments on USM's agenda? Hearing none. Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Comptroller. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Department of Information Technology. 8 items. Good morning.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. 8 items. My name is Greg Irvin with the Department of IT. Happy to answer any questions you may have with the agenda today.
Okay. No questions, no comments, no concerns. The Comptroller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Information Technology agenda is approved.
Thank you very much.
Today. Thank you. Department of Transportation, good morning, Secretary Smith, for 25 items.
Good morning, Governor, Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer, Secretary Smith, on behalf of MDOT. There are actually 27 items.
27?
We're presenting 27 items. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there 2 that came in late, or am I? Okay, got it. Thank you. Any questions discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, the Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Comptroller. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Department of Transportation's agenda is approved today. Turning now to Department of General Services. Morning, Mr. Secretary. 17 items.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. For the record, Al Collins, Secretary of Department of General Services. We have 17 items on our agenda today. We'd be happy to answer any questions on any of these items.
I don't believe we have any questions or discussion on that. So with that, the Treasurer moves approval, seconded by the Comptroller. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. DGS is approved. Without objection, I move to adjourn. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, didn't have to do it. Hey.